The DNR board last week endorsed a budget proposal from the DNR secretary that would trim 167 jobs from the department. The DNR's budget office says three-quarters of the jobs that would be lost have salaries that come from sources other than general purpose revenue in the state budget. The other sources are the state forestry tax, federal grants, and license revenue. So the DNR board this week voted 6-0 to add a cover letter to the agency's budget plan. Board Chairperson Gerald O'Brien says if the roughly 120 non-GPR-funded job cuts go through, there could be a decline in service and no budget savings.
I think there was concern that there was not enough assurance that the work that these people would be doing normally would be getting done. And obviously there's concern with trying to private contract whether or not they can be done as efficiently and properly as they can be done with the staff that's on hand.
Governor Doyle says he'll look at the board's letter, but he says general purpose revenue funding should not be the only factor in deciding on state layoffs.
We're interested in making sure, whether it's GPR funded or not, that we're running government as efficiently as we can. And sometimes when you say, well, the source of the money is from someplace else, and so it doesn't matter, you find out that there are a lot of other costs that are associated with it, and there are state matches and so on. It really depends on the particular program and the particular stream of revenue.
Doyle says some federally funded state jobs could be reconfigured to serve the public more directly. The governor says he realizes the DNR also eliminated positions 2 years ago. Doyle's budget proposals will be announced next month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.